the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What has the pandemic done to your dating or sex life or both?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
The new dating and sex trends as a result of pandemic are here, and it's free to smash their genitals together now, as long as you're wearing a mask. I don't know if that's true. Match.com released some highlights of their annual Singles in America study, which comes out later this fall. That's right. They're teasing their data.
Okay.
You know what they found the biggest surging thing was?
But they found a lot of surging things.
Yeah, all kinds of surging things.
But during the pandemic, what went way up compared to previous years?
Porn.
Particularly amongst young people.
Watching porn.
That may have gone up as well. But their answer is sex with roommates.
Oh.
Bum, bum, bum.
Well, there you go.
Well.
Care to comment, Rachel?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd like to confirm that that is in fact true. I am having way more sex with my roommate, but I'm also dating him.
before the pandemic, how many roommates had you slept with?
None.
And how many since then? 50% of them, right?
Exactly 50% of them.
Or is it more?
It's only 50%.
But half. I mean, that's...
That's a pretty good statistic,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty solid.
I'm finding myself in the top percentage here.
You are. On average, single people have made out with one person in the last year. How many have you made out with one person?
Oh, I've made out with dozens of people.
Have you really?
Yeah. So many.
Let's see. Single people, 47% had sex in the last year, but only 8% had a one-night stand. I want to know what that was before that. Probably a lot higher, right?
I don't know.
I do feel like one-night stands tend to happen when you're out. And I guess, well, with dating apps, that makes it different. But with COVID, it was kind of like, well, is a one-night stand worth it? But prior to COVID,
risky. Yeah,
it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool, you seem awesome. Hopefully you don't murder me or anything.
But you're right. I think that would be more likely to happen during, you know, using Tinder out at bars and things
right.
like that
mm-hmm.
than it is if you're on Match.com. You're probably not there for too many one-night stands during a pandemic.
A little different commitment level mm-hmm. that you're searching
for. Something a little different, yeah.
Single people now typically wait till the third date before getting it on with someone. 71% won't have sex before the third date. 45% won't make out till the third date.
Ah, prude.
Lame.
Pretty weak.
Come on. I'm not saying you got to bang somebody on the first date. I'm just saying slip them a little tongue or something, you know? See what it's like.
Just a little something. You
know? What if they're terrible at it?
Then
what
don't go on a second date.
No, I mean, yeah, well, you don't know. That's what I mean. You get to the third date, and all of a sudden you're like, well, this is bang date, but we haven't even made out, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to make out.
Like you're licking
like
my
you
eyeball.
To.
Yeah. Suck their face.
All weird.
Let's do this.
You ever kissed someone and went, nope?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God. This one guy, I swear to God, it felt like he'd stuck a highlighter in my mouth and wiggled it up and down. I was like, what is wrong with his tongue? It
that's
so
terrible.
Awful. And his name was Al.
Well, that's on you.
Oh,
I'm sure
you should have known that ahead of time.
Al. Did he tell you his name while he was highlighting your tongue?
I saw it on Bumble, and I was like, I mean, you could at
it
least
must be short
Alan.
For something.
Yeah. He was named Alan, but he was like, I don't care for Alan. I'm like, you like Al?
Yeah. How about Lan? Lan is better.
Lan.
And nobody
I'm
likes
call
that.
You, Lan.
you know, you guys sort of hinted at this. The other thing that saw a big bump, you said porn. Really, what they saw is self-pleasuring went up. No surprise.
Well, yeah. That is no surprise.
It says
I'm home alone.
Self-pleasuring has seen a bump. 1 in 3 people say that their self-love skills have improved during the pandemic.
Good for them.
Like, oh man, I've never seen literally any improvement. I've always been very consistent.
I feel like, I think pretty much perfected it the first time.
I think guys, though, we're kind of limited with the things that we can do to ourselves.
I guess you've never heard Joe talk about pushing the beds together at a hotel and putting the bag
true.
In a microwave with all of the lotion in
that's
it.
That's true. That's true, I guess.
I don't like to think about that.
Yeah, coming as warm watermelons.
I mean, it is kind of nice, though, that with all this extra time, people explored their bodies. Touch yourself.
I suppose.
Yeah.
It's there. Use it.
Yeah. Figure yourself out. What do you like?
Let's go back to the roommate situation. Rachel, do you think, what's his name? Coco, your other roommate?
Cartoon.
Cabbage.
Cartoon.
Cabbage.
Yeah.
Do you think he's improved his self-touching? Like, does he seem more satisfied, or is he doing more role-playing through the paper hollow-core doors, or what?
Here's the thing. I don't know. He's a very reserved boy, so I never really know what's going on.
Oh, that means he's a freak.
Yep.
You think so?
Probably, yeah.
Should I ask him?
That room would glow under a black light.
I have a black light I could bring in for you.
It might glow without one.
Should this be a dare? Because I feel like I'm really scared to do that, but at the same time, I'm like, I wonder.
Feels like a bit of an invasion of privacy, so yeah, you should.
But it also 100%. Seems like ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm. You like ghost hunting?
Yeah, I just treat it as ghost hunting.
Yeah.
We got a couple ghosts in here,
guys. Yeah, look for his ghosts.
Looks like we got a poltergeist situation in here.
Real angry one.
I'm here to find the slimy white things. You know, ghosts.
There's a lot of ghosts on the ceiling. Oh, boy. Mandy in Nashville sends this text. Well, this study just taught me that I'm a slut. Nope. You're free of being held back.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, I mean, if she thinks she's slutty, then what are we to say?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Have fun.
Send photos. We'll tell you if you are.
Yeah.
80% of vaxxed people that are single want their partner to be vaxxed. 51% of unvaccinated singles say they don't care either way. Well, that would make sense.
Well, that couldn't be more obvious. That's one of the little badges you can put on there is vaccinated.
Yeah. The top two deal breakers on Match.com right now, as far as what people put, you know, when they do the don't date me if kind of thing, are vaccination and politics.
Yeah.
Which isn't surprising. It's so divisive right now.
But it is crazy because it used to be smoking.
Smoking.
Like, smoking
maybe
is the
religion,
deal breaker.
Maybe children, but no, now it's vaccination and politics.
Now, yeah, it's often you should not date me if you voted for Trump, or you should not date me if you didn't vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. Go, wow. All right.
Everything's coming together.
Well, either way, I would say I'm going to avoid you if that's your go-to.
This text says, Rachel goes at it with her boyfriend and Connor sits there and cries while he listens to them. Signed, Connor. So that's nice.
This is awkward.
I don't even know. Is that one of the names we've made up? Connor.
Poor cabbage.
Connor.
Right. I mean, his name is Connor, so it does make sense.
That could be from anyone, though.
That could be from anybody. I would expect him to sign it as cabbage, because that's what I call him now around our apartment.
I thought it was corn.
Corn?
It was corn, yeah.
Corn cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like... Patch Kid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not looking out. Well... Good for him. The Jags and the Bengals played last night, and I'm not going to tell you who won that excitement, but I will tell you this. One of the coaches sounds like he is absolutely lost and devastated after the game. And we listened. Okay, this is a weird promo. This is a weird tease. Rachel?
Kelly and Steve are fighting on the show prep. So.
My OCD is ticking so hard right now. I can't breathe.
Them type back and forth fighting on our document.
Yeah, we have a
it's
Google
kind of funny.
Pulled up, and every time Kelly types, I just go.
And he's doing it in the wrong color.
It looks like a mess right now, guys.
I just typed, oh my God, stop. My OCD can't take this weird line that keeps popping up. I hate it so much.
And then I typed BVDGHJKJDGGT.
Of all the things Kelly has been through since joining the show, being mocked and everything else, this is the first time she looks legitimately frustrated.
She looks stabby.
Yeah, you do look stabby.
I could stab something. Like Steve.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.